This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object,
presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Yeah, we're about to go somewhere. I've been just dying to go. But first, this portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a, well, it's a solvent. And it then there's another part of it that is a lubricant. And then when you put your weapon back together after you've cleaned it and lubricated it, it is now protected against the environment, and that's what it's designed to do. Check them out at froglube.com. I have an article here, ostensibly from a guy who would claim to be conservative. You probably heard of him out there. He goes by the name of Allah Pundit. And he's decided to write about everybody's seen Trump beating up on McConnell. On Twitter, he said, "Senator Mitch McConnell said I had excessive expectations, but I don't think so. After 7 years of hearing repeal and replace, why not done?" Yeah, good question. And that's something every one of them campaigned on. Now, Allah Pundit, however, I'm going to point some things out to you about Allah Pundit as we go along. I don't, if you're listening, Allah Pundit, I don't care if you get mad. So I give this to you verbatim, Allah Pundit from hotair.com. "I made the same point myself. Trump did talk about quickly repealing Obamacare soon after he was sworn in. But Republican voters have been patient and would have continued to be patient, I think, if McConnell had followed regular order. They've waited 7 years. They'll wait another 12 months if they think progress is being made. The problem with the repeal effort this year wasn't that it was too slow. It's that it was congressional Republicans didn't have a bill ready to go when Trump took office and were hamstrung trying to find consensus between conservatives who wanted smaller government and moderates worried about the poor losing coverage," which that translates into less Medicaid or more Medicaid spending. "There is a Republican out there who successfully blended a conservative pitch on some issues with a more populist pitch aimed at the working class on others, who might have helped the party square this circle, but that guy hasn't had much to say. Left to their own devices and without guidance from Trump in terms of a strong statement of health care policy preferences, Ryan and McConnell could have addressed repeal the way Democrats built Obamacare in 2009. Over a span of months with hearings and amendments, instead they set out from the start to ram something through, even in the House where the minority was powerless to stop Republicans from passing whatever they wanted. As early as March 3rd, reports circulated that Ryan planned to bring a leadership-written bill to the floor before the end of the month and dare conservatives to vote no on it in the name of passing something as quickly as possible. 6 weeks into Trump's presidency, the Speaker was already in gut-check mode on getting health care reform passed. The entire exercise since day one has seemed less like an opportunity that the GOP relished having than an obligation they couldn't wait to be rid of before moving on to subjects they cared more about. I was only half joking when I once called their bill to pass whatever and get to Tax Reform Act of 2017. By the end, the Senate was reduced to voting on a repeal bill written the day of the vote that would have left virtually all of Obamacare intact except the mandate, depriving the program of its chief funding mechanism and risking a death spiral on the remaining Obamacare exchanges if it became law. It was inane as policy, but made perfect sense on past whatever grounds. That's why it's so hard to knock Trump for having excessive expectations. Even if his concept of the timeline was unrealistic, the GOP failed to meet any expectations voters had of them on Obamacare. The process was a fiasco, and for once it's not all Trump's fault. Don't miss the forest for the trees here, though. This isn't just about Obamacare. Increasingly, it looks like Trump's going to war with his own congressional caucuses before the midterms. He's been dogging McConnell for months to get rid of the filibuster, even though that wouldn't have saved him on the Senate Obamacare vote. Now, McConnell has fired back, and Trump is taking advantage. Apparently, he has made his point again on the radio this afternoon. What the strategy here beyond simple blame shifting for legislative stasis during Trump's presidency, I'm not sure. Reminding Republican voters that their Senate leadership is garbage seems like a suboptimal way of getting those voters excited to elect more Republican senators next year. And making an enemy of McConnell feels like a bad idea, given both his power over the impeachment process, if that ever makes it to the Senate, and the fact that Senate Republicans have been swinging back at the president more freely lately. Fighting with the Senate makes no sense for the White House, as far as I can figure, but then fighting with the White House doesn't make much sense for McConnell either, and there he was yesterday grumbling about Trump's excessive expectations. McConnell needs Trump fans to turn out next fall, even if the pool of Trump fans is dwindling by the day. How does squabbling with the White House make that more likely? Here's the problem with this entire article. Allah thinks that they should just do it the way they've been doing it and build it the same way the Democrats built it. And he completely misses the whole point that happened in this last election. People elected Trump not to go through that nonsense. Nobody out there wants the government in health care. That's the other thing. They didn't have to have a bill in place. All they had to do was say, we're voting to repeal Obamacare. No, we're not going to leave this. No, we're not going to leave that. We're not going to leave anything. We're repealing the entirety of it. There's your bill. The Senate is still where bills go to die. And it need not be that way. McConnell needs to walk up to John McCain and tell John McCain, I am relieving you of all of your chairmanships of all of the committees you're sitting on because you have a health issue. And I want you to take care of that health issue. And in the meantime, we got stuff we got to do. And we don't have time for you to go through your health issue. So I'm going to relieve you of the leadership that you have so that you can take care of business because we're talking about your life. And he needs to do that for more than his health. But getting out there, why do we need to elect more Republicans like McCain and McConnell and Graham and Heller and Flake? Why do we need more of them? They're not doing anything. They're fighting the trend. And Allah Pundit doesn't quite get that. McConnell would do well to... He needs to look at what's happening to Flake and Dean Heller right now. There's a lot of money being spent getting ready to primary these guys. Now, this is completely different. Here in South Carolina, when Lindsey Graham was getting ready to be reelected, nobody was mad at him at the time. So nobody dumped a lot of money out here on any one candidate. And we basically had six unremarkable people trying to vie for that and trying to pull away from the crowd, and none of them can do it, and Lindsey Graham wins. Flake's going to get primaried, and he thinks he's in a stroll. So does Dean Heller. These guys, hey, that's not what you're there for, boys. You are there to represent your constituents. If you weren't up for re-election last year, you need to know who they voted for. Look and see who your constituents voted for president, and take your cues from that, brother. Nobody cares what you think. Your representatives. not Praetorians. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. I'm sorry that the Washington Post published this today, because this means that they haven't run into who I think they should run into yet. But they published a piece called "What Draws Americans to Anarchy? It's More Than Just Smashing Windows." Although the story isn't quite as dumb as the headline suggests, it never does demonstrate that what draws people to anarchism is anything beyond a kind of left-wing outlaw chic. Legba Carrefour was one of the organizers behind Disrupt J20, the group of black bloc anarchists who created hassles at inauguration checkpoints and riots throughout parts of Washington, D.C. Carrefour tells the Post he became an anarchist after watching the G20 protests in Seattle on television. He knows that smashing things turns people off, but tells the Post the notion of convincing people is a liberal idea. I also think it's important to attack the symbols of capitalism. It's just property at the end of the day. One of those symbols of capitalism, which got destroyed during the inauguration riots at Carrefour helped plan, was a 2015 stretch limo belonging to Muhammad Ashraf. Ashraf, 52, owner of Virginia-based Nationwide Chauffeured Services, watched on television as his limo was engulfed in flames. It was a total loss after insurance payments. It cost him $60,000 out of pocket to replace it, he said. When that car becomes a source of your livelihood, it becomes a part of your life. And I don't know if the protesters understand that when they destroy something, the way I felt when I saw my car burning, it really hurt me deeply, even though it's just a car. 6 months later, I still want to know, did that accomplish anything? No answer to that question in that piece. It's not clear if the author ever asked Carrefour to justify the destruction of the limo, though it seems like the most obvious question to ask. Another anarchist featured in the piece is Sammy LeMaster, a 22-year-old American University graduate who considered herself a far-left Democrat before getting involved with anarchists in Washington, D.C. On Inauguration Day, she joined a group of LGBT activists and blocked Trump supporters from entering the mall through a security checkpoint. Later, she said she saw the brawl between D.C. police and the black masked protesters and watched as police doused people around her with pepper spray. The next day, she and dozens of other activists, mostly anarchists, rallied at D.C. Superior Court, offering rides, food, and cigarettes to protesters who were arrested and held overnight. LeMaster stood with the group chanting anti-capitalista as each person walked out. It was then she realized this community of anarchists was her own. And that's it. LeMaster did some rioting and some anti-capitalist chanting, and felt quite at home. And again, there's no justification for the diversity of tactics approach to protesting. Smashing and burning things. LeMaster seems concerned about the baggage anarchism has, but she's not asked to justify her decision to align herself with that baggage. And again, this seems like the obvious question to ask, but it doesn't get asked for some reason. Indeed. Then there's one anarchist who took it up after attending a punk rock show, but the article never does offer much of a justification for the violence, which is the main distinctive of anarchist protests. Now, if you're reading this, you're left with the impression that participants feel that there's a certain outlaw romance to the whole thing. Dressing in black and wearing a mask and breaking windows and breaking the law, running from police, etc. That kind of excitement tinged with the risk of being arrested must create a real adrenaline rush and some group solidarity among those who do it. You can imagine them sitting around later talking about all the chaos and replaying their role in it for friends. Does any of that justify destroying Mohammed Ashraf's limo or doing $100,000 worth of damage to buildings in the form of broken glass? I don't think so, but clearly the anarchists must. But why not ask them to explain it? It's the only question really worth asking these folks. What appeals to you about breaking things? The Post sidesteps that by suggesting that there are other reasons for being an anarchist, and then doesn't deliver much in the way of the other reasons. Whenever I see this, I'm reminded of Michael Caine's Alfred in one of the Christian Bale Batman movies about some people just want to see the world burn. And that part of it seems quite fitting. It seems very fitting. So, I think it's just about breaking things. I think it's about taking something that you don't own and destroying it and running away and not getting caught. I think it's a little bit of a purge mentality. The only problem with the purge mentality is what's left over later. Because real people get hurt. Real losses are incurred. And nothing changes. But I also look at anarchism and this breaking of things as sort of a gateway drug to other violence. If it's okay to burn a limo, why isn't it okay to burn a limo with a capitalist in it? Surely these dogs deserve to die. Right? Well, all that being said, all I can tell you is this. They haven't run into some people that are not going to take kindly to a bunch of people running into somebody's city and tearing it up. They haven't run into that yet. As soon as they do run into that, as soon as they run into some pipe hitters, well then, their education on violence will truly begin. It will truly begin, and it will be it'll be a crash course. And the pipe hitters will simply melt away, because that's what they do. And behind them, they will leave a lot of carnage. And these people will have run at it. Because anarchy is not a very ordered attack. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a lot of things, but it is more than anything else. It is the answer to your solvent needs, your lubrication needs, and it gives you that layer of protection that you just can't get anywhere else. Check them out at froglube.com. I'm looking at the entirety of things out there. And I'm looking at the things that aren't getting addressed. One of the things that happened after the election was that Trump claimed that ballots were cast by millions of illegals, especially in California. And he said that cost him the popular vote. And the progressives, of course, rushed to dispute his notion. The Secretary of State's office even says they haven't had one single complaint about any illegal voting in last year's election. And that may be true, but a look at their voting rolls by Judicial Watch shows that something funky is going on. After examining the rolls, the group sent a notice of violation letter to California Secretary of State Alex Padilla and officials in 11 counties demanding that the state clean their voter registration lists as mandated by the National Voter Registration Act. In the letter, Judicial Watch notes that in 11 counties there are more registered voters than voting age citizens. By percentage, Imperial County 102%, Lassen 102%, Los Angeles 112%, Monterey 104%, San Diego 138%, San Francisco 114%, San Mateo 111%, Santa Cruz 109%, Solano 111%, Stanislaus 102%, YOLO 110%. Los Angeles election official told Judicial Watch that the number of registered voters in the county is now 144% of the total number of resident citizens of voting age. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said California's voting rolls are an absolute mess that undermines the very idea of clean elections, and it is urgent that they take reasonable steps to clean up their rolls. We will sue if state officials fail to act. Padilla has not replied to that letter. America's most trusted news source here in the United States? Well, it's British. Coming from a survey from the University of Missouri's Reynolds Journalism Institute, most of the most trusted news sources in America are British. Coming from Market Watch, the most trusted news source in the U.S. is The Economist, a weekly magazine published in the U.K., according to a recent survey from the University of Missouri's Reynolds Journalism Institute. Second most reliable is public television, followed by Reuters and BBC. Two U.S. nonprofit outlets, NPR and PBS, came in fifth and sixth, while the U.K.'s The Guardian clinched the seventh spot. The U.S.-based Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, and Dallas Morning News rounded out the top 10 trusted names in journalism. The Wall Street Journal is owned by News Corp, the parent of Market Watch. At the other extreme, Occupy Democrats, a political website with a self-claimed agenda of counterbalancing the Republican Tea Party, won the dubious honor of being the most untrustworthy in the nation. BuzzFeed, Breitbart, and InfoWars also scored dismally on the trust meter. The results were based on a survey of more than 8,000 people conducted by 28 media organizations, and the U.S. participation was voluntary, but respondents tended to reside near the news outlets that made the questionnaire available on their websites and leaned toward the liberal side of the political spectrum. Survey also showed that politically liberal respondents were more trusting than conservatives, while Caucasians were more likely than non-whites to have confidence in the media. That is a little better than an online poll, and you can tell that by the breakdown of the ideological tilt. So it's not surprising that mostly liberal English media would be more trustworthy than even the New York Times or the Washington Post. What sets British media apart is a virulent niche jerk strain of anti-Americanism, even more so than is found in major media in the U.S. And of course that appeals to the American left. It's also noteworthy that the New York Times and the Washington Post are trusted less than Politico and AP. AP is supposed to be a wire service that reports the news factually and objectively. But like everybody else, in recent years they have become reflexively left. And that's serious because so many local newspapers and TV stations rely on AP for disseminating news, especially national and international stories. Drudge is trusted about as much as NBC and CNN. and even left apparently can't stomach the blind partisanship of Occupy Democrats. We shouldn't read much into that survey, but it's helpful in understanding the point of view that is dominating the American news consumer. Given that it's all leftists, why do we care about that? We care about that because they're trying to shape the narrative. By getting out there and giving you a poll, what they basically said is you can go to these places and get what you need to know. But all of these places are blatantly anti-American. So why would we do this? Why would we go? In Britain, they want quite badly for us to be disarmed in a lot of places. Now, a lot of British expatriates that are here now are happy to be here and can't wait to get their permits. I know a few of them. And that's splendid. I'm glad they're here and I'm glad they've joined us. But my question is, what does Britain have to... What dog have they got in this fight to be out here talking the smack about what we have going on over here? Britain is more violent than the United States. Clean your own house. There is no moral high ground for being kicked to death in a phone booth versus being shot. Being dead is dead if you're killed in violence. I find that interesting that do you think the left worries about credibility? Do you think that they look at, like, Occupy Democrats and say, that's just a bridge too far? I mean, nobody's going to believe that stuff. We got to do something. We got to take back the country, but we can't have that. But, I mean, you know, okay. That just cracks me up. Just thinking about it, that they would be some... they would be a little concerned about the message going out. When most of the time they're not. They're not concerned with the message. They walk in lockstep. And that's why the Caucasians on that side sit back and say, well, of course I trust the media. They're telling us the truth. Of course they are. Of course they're telling us the truth. We can trust the media. Okay, fine. That's fine. I've got a bridge for sale on some swampland. Come put your bid in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch.
Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Last time on the firing line. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It is a solvent, a lubricant, a treatment. Go to froglube.com. Don't trust me. Go find out for yourself. Guest 6 in the chat room, you need to email me at that email address that I just sent you in the chat room. You won't be sorry you did. Let me know who you are, and while you're doing it, send me your address. Why don't you do that? Yeah. Because this is coming from one of the ninjas in the chat room, guest 6, whoever you are. Well done. This is coming off of a report by John Stossel. John Stossel is a guy, he's a correspondent with Fox News. He has famously tried to get a permit in New York City and got turned down. He's not famous enough. He's not the right kind of famous. And he published a report that, despite Heller, if you are a gun owner and you dare go to New York City with a gun, well, you're going to either be persecuted or prosecuted or maybe both. And let me first say this about traveling as a gun owner and a carrier of guns. If you're going to travel, like I want to go to B&H Photo in New York. I know a couple of ninjas that are up there. I know Stephen D'Andrilli that's up there. I want to meet Marty. Marty, you know who you are. I want to meet you. I want to come to your food truck. I want to let Stephen take me out for this steak he said he's going to buy me. And I want to do all of that. And then I want to go to B&H. And I probably won't carry a gun. As a matter of fact, I almost definitely won't carry a gun. One day I want to carry a gun up there. One day I want there to be national reciprocity. But I'm not going to carry a gun up there. And if you are traveling, it is incumbent upon you to look at where you're going, look at where you're traveling through. If you're not flying over it, if you're driving through it, look where you're going and see what the laws are and then comply with that and save yourself some of this stuff. Despite that, though, most people look at New York City and say, it's the greatest city in the United States of America, and you still think you're in the United States of America. But if you go there as a gun owner, carrying a gun, then you're going to get caught up in the Sullivan Act, which is, early 20th century in the 1900s, that was back Tammany Hall days. They treat all guns as contraband. Magazines are just as bad. Magazines with no guns and no bullets, those are bad. You have to have a local license in order to be law-abiding, and it's not available to a non-New York resident. So, lawful carry means that you have met and you've been given permission from the state or from the city. And Stossel, like I said, he couldn't get that, despite a clear black background and documented threats against his life. So, New York City, the greatest city on the face of the earth, is a constitution-free zone. Now, Stossel interviewed a few victims of the law regime in New York City, like Patricia Jordan, a gun owner and concealed carry licensee from Georgia. She has lawfully traveled with her handgun throughout the United States. She knows the procedures for flying with a firearm. She brought her handgun with her to her hotel room for self-protection. Then she declared the pistol during check-in for her return flight, and she was detained and then arrested for carrying a loaded handgun, a felony subject to a minimum term of 3.5 years in prison, possibly up to 7. Her gun contained no ammunition, was locked in a hard-sided travel case within a suitcase, just like we talked about earlier today, that she intended to check. Local authorities considered it loaded because ammunition was present in the same suitcase. The ammunition was hidden quite well, and the police could not find it. She had to show them where it was located. And despite the pleas of her sobbing daughter, she was taken away from the airport to jail. Then there's another Georgia resident, Ivy Wolf, who made the mistake of bringing an empty magazine to New York in his baggage. Following advice from the TSA, he declared the magazine, and he was taken into custody by 4 Port Authority of police officers. Had no firearm, he had no ammunition, he was arrested because the magazine's capacity exceeded the legal limit of 10 rounds. So here we have these two really good citizens of the United States, dragged through months of legal proceedings. They were offered a plea bargain to a lesser criminal charge to get off of it. They had to deal with the effects of having a criminal record, $15,000 in legal fees each to navigate the ordeal. Miss Jordan takes anti-anxiety medication because of it now. So, Stossel then spoke to a guy named Jack Ryan, named after the guy from Clear and Present Danger, I guess, a prosecutor who handles gun cases originating at a New York City airport. He says, we're not going to apologize for enforcing our gun laws. But he said there was nothing unfair or inhumane about the city's handling of the cases. Then he spoke to a defense attorney who handles cases of these people innocently violating the gun. There's people that have a specialized practice in New York for this. The counselor emphasized that these prosecutions occur even against harmless people who go out of their way to contact TSA and try to follow the rules. These are people who try to do everything right. Sossel accused Ryan of being a sadistic bully for locking up innocent people who posed no threat and had no idea they were violating the law, simply to send everyone a message that guns are not welcome in New York. And even as unreasonable as these laws are, prosecutors do have discretion and could, if they chose, be more judicious about the cases they bring. And Ms. Jordan and Mr. Wolf are not isolated cases. What happened to them is the routine practice of the New York City officials to enforce local gun control and a near weekly occurrence. And all of this is known to the NRA. And that's why they still continue to push for national reciprocity. And they also want to support reform of the safe travel provisions of the Firearm Owners Protection Act. So, concealed carry reciprocity is, I don't want to say it's common sense because that's way too simple. It's a natural right. It's acknowledgement of a natural right. And if these corrupt New York City politicians won't apologize for jailing and extorting innocent travelers, then Congress should be quite unapologetic about enforcing the U.S. Constitution, which is supposedly the supreme law of the land. And then enforce the restoration of the Second Amendment. The only redheaded stepchild for all of these. It's the only redheaded stepchild right for all of these yahoos and all of these little fiefs and all of these little, despotic outposts here in the United States. And they got to go. They have got to go. I'm tired of this nonsense. I want to go up there, and I want to make Stephen D'Andrelli spend a lot of money on a big, thick, juicy steak. He knows it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Now, Stephen can carry up there because he has a permit. One of a few. But I can't. Despite the fact that I have one here, and it's recognized by other states all over. In New York City, it doesn't matter. Because states' rights, don't you know? 10th Amendment, dude. We will be back again on Monday, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that happens. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. Has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape Smoke Hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.